Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While we have had experience, or we've been experiencing, the absolute best of the best in the weather, it still remains a fact that temperature control is one of the most important resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can just look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Learn about the Mitsubishi Mini Split like we use here in our 93.9 studios, aka the Players Club. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split for your hard to heat or hard to cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi, right now, through June, offering a $500, yes, $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings and wedges and a drink for $93.9 or $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville, good 7 days a week, or the Thursday special, 20 boneless wings for $14. Order online, wingzone.com. Two locations, Hikes Point and the Popular Level Road location at Quarry Center. So I had a good time. Again, thank you so much. The men's basketball department, Troy Beckman, for joining us. If you didn't get the chance to catch the interview, Brian Hall will have it podcasted as soon as the show ends. You can listen to it on ESPN Louisville. Just click the 93.9 tab. It'll take you right to it. So, in the title of today's show, it was centered around family conversations and family decisions. Now, because I don't know how it's going to work out with the Donovan Mitchell situation, I think the Clippers just kind of smell blood, and they might get him. I think they're doing a good job coaching, making adjustments. I just think they got the right pieces to maybe take out Utah. So it made me kind of go big picture. There is no doubt Donovan Mitchell should have been one of the all NBA players. There is no doubt that Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. I used to worry that he used too much of his athleticism. He adjusted right out of that. I wanted him to stay healthy, so I didn't want him crashing in there, you know, going for dunks. I think the only solution to move Donovan Mitchell into full superstar honored area is for him to go full point guard, because he's 6'3", and bring some big wings around him, and you can't do the Conley experiment. Conley's a hell of a player, don't get me wrong. Between that and getting out of Utah, I think those roadblocks for Donovan Mitchell is something that, as a Louisville family, we're just going to have to accept. Now, speaking of more uncomfortable family conversation. Over the last couple of days, I've admitted, I took a gut punch. And I say I took a gut punch. We took a gut punch. But I can feel the gut punch because I live vicariously through, or I have been living vicariously through Luke Hancock, Keith Otto, and the TBT tournament.
We were all on board.
We were 100% on board. This is something we had been hoping for multiple years, right? Mm-hmm. So, as I recover from my gut punch, our collective, what do you call it? Our voodoo doll that we feel at each other's pain and all that stuff as a family. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was embarrassed without being embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, even if someone tricks me, right? I'm embarrassed because I fell for it, but I know they did a good job of tricking me. So I can acknowledge that, you know, okay, it's not my fault, but I'm still embarrassed that there's always something I could have done to avoid this, right? So before we talk about the family decision here, I want y'all to feel this vicariously through Luke on, you know, seeing it from his perspective on the buildup and the letdown, because moving forward, I need help with the decision moving forward.
It's what we're about to talk about, I actually listened to live yesterday when I was in my car, and it's one of those things where I could kind of, like you said, you kind of live vicariously through them. Like, I could feel the pain of Luke and just kind of...
Yeah, let them hear that. You can react to it.
The Pat 40 article, that definitely fired me up. This is one I'm fired up on.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy with the TBT. I played at Louisville, everybody knows that, but they came to me year after year after year to try and put a Louisville team in the TBT to help organize. We've had conversations over and over again. They've changed how they've structured teams and how they've put together here. They've done just various aspects of how you run a basketball tournament that is as big as the TBT is, right? So now that I finally decide, all right, I've got Keith in position to want to put the work in, that he's a young guy trying to figure out what's next. I know coaching is an aspect of that he wants to show his value. He wants to show how he can organize this whole thing and wants to put a good product out there on the basketball court. So my man Keith Otto works his tail off. You know how tough it is to get commitments from all these guys when they're playing overseas and they're in different countries and they're not sure if they're going to play summer league.
Do you know how hard it is to get 12 adults to do anything together?
I'm saying.
Good point.
I'm not talking about playing a term. I'm talking about go out and have dinner. You know what I mean?
Tough. Absolutely.
We messed up a three-person dinner.
Exactly.
Remember
twice.
That?
Yeah. I mean, the TBT acts like we sent out some text messages and got some confirmations, and that was it. And that we didn't have this thing put together. The reasoning from the TBT is absolute BS. And I'm here to say it. That is a bunch of bull. You know, we've got a former number one player in the country.
Well, so for those who don't know,
okay,
for those of you who might not have seen him on, Keith on Twitter, that sort of thing. Basically, you guys were told by the TBT that the team isn't high profile enough. Is that a fair assessment?
That's pretty fair. That's pretty fair.
That's your understanding of what they said to you.
Right. So we had a deadline of midnight last night, okay? And their expectation is that you're going to send a video, a 10 to 30 second video, saying, hey, I'm excited to play for this team. I'll be participating in the TBT.
Every single player?
Every single player and coach.
And it's part of like a promotional thing?
I think it's a little bit more like, hey, here's the video you sent in. You said you were playing. Where you at?
Or, okay, it's a way of demonstrating the commitment, not just I got a bunch of text messages. Yeah. These guys, here's the video, I'm in.
They don't want any flakeouts, which gotcha. I understand. Okay. It's a big tournament, right?
Right.
So 6 hours before the deadline, Keith calls me and he says, they just told us we're not in. And we had Preston Knowles ready to send to them that afternoon. And so we didn't even get a chance to finalize our roster before they told us we weren't in. You know, I don't make millions and millions and millions of dollars, but the financial aspect, whatever we didn't cover from the GoFundMe, I think we would have had plenty of people that would have supported us. And I'm talking like corporate sponsors, having some people put their names on it. I've had great conversations. Now, did I have money in the bank? No, not yet. But ultimately, if I put my name on it, It's because we're going to do it. And I knew what the expectation was. The whole reason I didn't do TBT in the years prior was they wanted a venue that held a certain amount of people, and they wanted us to be on the hook for providing that venue. And they took X, Y, and Z, you know, whether it's food or ticket sales or whatever the case may be, the TBT took part of that. The avenues to get into this thing have changed, right? So we basically had to raise a certain amount of money, have our team ready to go, get there. Hotels for the first one, got to take care of meals and things like that. They provide, you know, your uniform. You got to bring a lot to the table, though. 6 hours before our deadline, they send us this message that says we did not make it. Absolute BS. I mean, I'm not knocking like Murray State, but you're going to tell me two starters from a national championship team, Samardo Samuels, a former number one player in the country, and several high-level pros weren't going to be more high-profile than Isaiah Cannon and a bunch of dudes?
Whew. Good job, Luke. There's a team. This is just a backup, Luke, real quick.
Okay.
There's a team called Tubby Time 2021.
Like Tubby Smith?
I don't know. But it says Tubby Time 2021. Maybe. That's what I'm assuming. Trevor, I can't say his last name. Nate Mason, Paul Carter, Rainier Thornton, Jordan Tolbert, Todrick Gotcher, DeVoe Joseph, Damian Johnson, Jordan Taylor, and Jeff Newberry.
I don't know one of them.
And you're a college guy.
And I'm a basketball guy. I'm pretty good. Like I can almost name down to the, you know, 12th, 13th, 14th guy on an NBA team.
You could probably name at least two starters from every good team of the last 15 years. If I said Kentucky, you know, and I gave you two players on that team, you would be able to say, oh yeah, they had so and so and so and so. Like
Kentucky, yeah.
Just any like. That's what I'm saying. Like, we know our way around the college basketball landscape. Coaches, Brian, Joe Esposito and Brian, with the Y, Brian Bender.
Huh. Any relation to Brandon?
If he did, he lost the pigment along the way.
Gotcha. Had a different mom.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah, we're stepbrothers. that's a team that's in the TBT.
But to Luke's point, even a Murray State team, like, I could probably name two players on Murray State's team in the past, like, 10 years.
How disrespectful.
Like two players each year.
How disrespectful is it that you've contacted Luke for 3 years? Like, and how bully of it is it? Like, either it's Russ Smith and Peyton Siva. But here's the problem, Brian. And everybody knows how my brain works. And I'm sorry, y'all don't have to go down this road with me. But the more you guys see how much manipulation is being done behind the scenes, the more you can give my theories a little more credence. You call Luke 3 years in a row, trying to tap into the market, trying to say, okay, we're going to get a chunk of your concessions. We're going to get a chunk. You have to get the venue. We're going to come in. We're going to sell advertising space on all the jerseys. You get the venue, and when we come to town, you got to have Russ and Peyton and like what? Like, listen, you got a nice thing with this TBT, but you are making us do a boatload of work for you to be getting so much of this profit. And not to mention, again, you called me and then you want Russ and Peyton out there, right? So Marcus Maben, in hindsight, I'm like, you were looking to set these boys up. Mm-hmm. You were looking to screw a Louisville team. You're looking to undercut some kind of way a Louisville team. Go ahead and grab that. Cause I just can't see it the other way. Anybody who doesn't think having Luke Hancock's name associated with a TBT team some you like if you do a starting lineup, if you say this guy Wayne Blackshear started for the national championship team, and you say this guy Samardo Samuels is a former number one recruit in all of, I mean, just to get in the, on there and say, how many times would you say this guy was coached by Rick Pitino? Like, there's so much meat to the bone of that team no matter what. You get Kevin Ware on the team. You know, this guy, you know, the infamous, you know, blah, blah, whatever. Whatever. There is so much media discussion around those players. This guy, you know, like these resumes. Even if you said Quan Four was the part of the biggest near upset and the biggest comeback. And I mean, golly, you have topics, you have conversation, you have interest for days. That makes me say you were setting somebody up to take a fall. You were gonna make him put the 2013 entire team together, come to Louisville, you know, and give them a loss.
Yeah, well, I have a point I want to make, but kind of to your point, do you think that the name of the team, the three-time champs, actually was something that factored into this decision in the sense that, like, you know, because to your point, like, if they're trying to set us up, they don't like the fact that we're saying three-time champs and that we're debating with the NCAA in a separate league.
In the evening, when I'm having a cocktail, when I'm having my glass of Sky Vodka.
That's what you'll talk about?
I'll say stuff like that. Yeah. Like I'll go fully, you know, what do you call it, conspiracy theory, because I'm just having fun.
Did you hear later in the interview, though, did you listen to the whole, Luke talking? So did you hear the part about Jalen Johnson?
No.
Okay, so you know how he said that each player has to send in a video and, you know, who they're playing for and all that. So Jalen Johnson had given the university or the Louisville team the okay that he was going to be on the team.
Yep.
But then he released a video, I think it was within a day of committing to play for Louisville, that he was going to be playing for another team. And that Luke thinks that that has a big and he is not happy with Jalen Johnson right now, and that he is saying that he thinks that that had a big factor because it hurt Louisville's credibility, because they say that they send in their roster and say Jalen Johnson's on our team, and then Jalen Johnson sent in a video that he was playing for another team. And he said that he thinks that was one of the biggest factors in them deciding not to play, because they didn't think our players were credible.
You know what? You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of somebody looking for a reason.
Huh.
If that was enough, listen, you think...
Oh, I agree.
Out of all these teams, you think guys aren't getting paid to jump? This is worse than AAU, because these are adults. And $1,000 will get you to change teams and jump ship. If I'm playing for the Louisville TBT three-time champ, and somebody says, "Hey man, I got two G's for you, just to come and play with us." You think any of these guys wouldn't jump ship? For a couple thousand.
So the guy's name is Dan, apparently. Who he goes on to say, Dan's the guy who makes the final decision, and he's like, you know, we've had some pretty rough text going back and forth, and because they were like, let's get him on the show, get him on the show, and he's like, well, you know, we've kind of had some disagreements. And then the TBT announced that they weren't maybe going to release the final until Monday, that there was still a chance that Louisville could get in. And, you know, Mark asked Luke, like, you know, if they come back to you all, do you think you and Keith would consider the thing? And he was like, I don't know, I'm pretty I'm pretty pushed off by this.
Absolutely not. Who do we got on the phone line?
We got Nate.
Nate, thanks for joining us on Middays with Marcus Maben. Fire away, my man.
I'm right there with Luke. I think this is some BS, but I'm gonna tell you right now, if they wanted us to have Siva and Russ, there wouldn't even be no point. I mean, just mail us the damn trophy. You try and tell me that you got four starters from the national championship team of 2013, and four of them on a... Man, you just mail us that damn trophy. Ain't even no point. and having the tournament, ain't no point in having people make silly little videos or making excuses or whatever. You got Russ, you got Peyton, you got Shane, and you got Wayne, and you got the rest of the guys. You just send us a trophy.
So listen, let me ask you this, Nate. You get that phone call. Nate gets that phone call. Nate is in charge of the decision. Luke Hancock gets the call. And Nate, you just happen to be sitting beside Luke Hancock at Four Pegs. And he puts it on speakerphone, right? And they say, Luke, we screwed up. We really want that Louisville market. And he hands you the phone, Nate. What do you say to Dan of the TBT?
I can't say what I would say to Dan on the radio, but it would be somewhere along the lines of, sit on it, Fonzie. It would be somewhere along the lines of that. I would make sure that they put me on a video call, and I would give them number one on both hands.
Right.
But that's me. That's me personally, because I don't deal too good with that stuff. Don't tell me my team ain't good enough, and then come back and try, oh, hey, we was just kidding. No, you could take that just kidding and an apology. And set on both of them, because I got no use for that crap.
Nate, I do appreciate the call. Yeah, because here's the thing, y'all. You might get that call. You might get that call.
But this is your chance to kind of
throw
it right back at him. No, don't want us the first time.
So what's and just to clean up Nate's verbiage, we're not good enough. We're not high profile enough.
That's a complete BS.
Repeat, like, don't BS. Ever listen. Don't ever say this. After you listen to this show today, when you talk TBT with anybody for the rest of your life, because we're going to remember this, don't you ever say the TBT tournament thought we weren't good enough. Because I guarantee our statistics and our resumes will blow, the resumes of the players we have would blow most of those teams out of the water. So they were just saying, you're not high profile. The only two real high profile, actually, anybody who's high profile is in the NBA. The only two other high profile, one of them works in this studio. I'm sorry, three. One of them works in this studio and works for the ACC network. Are you kidding me? A dude whose name works for the ACC network. You don't think that's high profile enough? You don't think there could have been some ACC, TBT, cross promotion a little bit, some former ACC players that might have been? You don't think Packer and Durham would like making a list of what former ACC players are playing in the TBT and bring Luke in to talk about it? Like that's what I'm saying. Your profile thing is a lie. And your ability and resume thing is just not true.
There's something going on behind the scenes. There's some reason that they didn't let us in for whatever reason. Because, like, I mean, Luke goes down the list. He's like, you got two former starters on a national championship team. You have Samardo Samuel, who at one point was the number one recruit in the country. You have probably three or four, probably more than that, I'm going to say, maybe five guys on the roster that actually wore an NBA jersey at some point
right.
in their career. I mean, and then you listed off a 12-man roster that I didn't know one name. And I am a basketball, I would consider myself a pretty in-depth knowledge when it comes to, players, even top to bottom of NBA rosters and different things like that. But the big mistake that they are making is, we're the number one basketball market. We've been talking about this on our show for 2 to 3 weeks to finalize just the roster. And then the topic today should have been who our first round opponent is, and we were going to be like looking at their roster and kind of like,
when you're the top market, Brian, you don't need profile. You're already your market corrects any problem you have about lack of support for your product. We bring our own fans. It's like if you have an event and you invite our team, you don't charge us because we're going to bring our own fans. We're going to bring our own viewers. We're going to bring our own content. But here's the thing, Brian. I'm sick of whining about it. What do we do? Are we going to A, family boycott, y'all? Are we going to A? Hold on, let me give you all the choices. Are we going to do a Louisville TBT family boycott, number one. Number two, are we going to troll the ever-loving insanity out of the TBT? I mean, just hashtag trash, you know, trash blumping tournament and just every family Louisville. Because here's the thing. We argue with each other about what players should be on, and we argue as a Louisville fan base about everything. But they have, I think they have declared war on this market. I think they officially declared war. So number two, do we, and I don't want to say, put it this way, let's say cyber influence. Do we cyber influence by trashing the TBT for the entire tournament, right? Or number three, do we lick our wounds and start helping Luke and Keith get ready for next year's team? And just eat this one and start getting prepared for next year's TV.
What about D, all the above? Well, because here's the thing. So I was going to go back and say that, back to my market thing, it's 75%. You know, I realize, you know, it's not the actual Louisville team and it's former players. And so I would go ahead and say that 25% of the fan base is going to kind of be, just not pay attention mm-hmm. to it. But I would say that 75% of the hardcore Louisville fans would have at least tuned in for a game or two. If not all the games, because they want to see these former players play. But to your point, the A, B, C, D options, I do think that there are going to be – I think the fan base
– 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9 is the text line. A, B, C, or D. Should we boycott? Should we troll? Should we – what was that? What was C?
It was
boycott.
Oh, help
troll,
Keith and Luke get ready for next year.
And then you said D, all the above. Yeah, C was okay.
So,
yes, yeah, C.
So
was,
I oh. think.
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Never gonna
it.
Get my answer when Listen, you give the number.
Hold on to it. Yeah, like I'm. We have to have a decision on that one because here's the thing, and there are consequences. If we boycott, they're gonna see the numbers of Louisville and think people are not interested. If we boycott, if we troll, we may lose the ability to play in that for good.
Well, here's the thing. So I think that I don't think a lot of people around here are going to watch the TBT at all now. And that's not, and I think it's partly a boycott. Uh-huh. I think some of the fans are taking it to heart. Some of them are just kind of brushing it off. But I don't think it was an event that a lot of Louisville fans planned on watching until they heard the Louisville team was mm-hmm. going to be in it. So I think it's going to be a boycott by default. And then I think that you're going to get – I do think you're going to have a couple, like, hardcore fans be pretty upset about this.
And
they
just troll.
They're going to troll. And then I think everybody will be on board with helping Keith and Luke, and they'll get a ton of donations and – We'll have it all in line and ready to go.
I'm trying to make a full
a week before.
We got to make a full family decision. Who we got on the phone lines?
Dennis.
Dennis, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, guys? Hey, Luke, listen, check on that phone warranty, brother, okay? Because here's the deal. If I'm sitting beside you in the pub, you get that call on speakerphone, it's going to be the Peyton Siva over the back to Montrez, Incredible Hulk, slam-a-jamma going down like James Brown on that phone, straight into my pub glass, all right?
So there is no way under no – there is there anything that Dan could say that could talk Dennis into letting that team, as currently constructed, join the TBT as a late entry?
He can talk, he can text it, he can email it, Twitch, Twitter, all that. I don't care what he says to me or the way he gets the communication into my inbox, brother. It's getting slam dunked into my pint glass.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I gave the options. Boycott, troll, get ready for next year, or Brian Hall says D, all the above.
No, we don't have to troll and do any of that, man. It's new phone. Who dis? I don't even. Who's calling? Hang up.
So, as far as next year, would you want to get a team together?
No, man. Bridge is burnt, torched. Leave them standing there looking at the bridge, seeing it in flames, wondering what happened. We don't care. Move on. See ya.
Man, Dennis, I appreciate that call.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I guess that was E.
He advanced E.
That would have been option E.
Fill in your own response.
I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break, our quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me give you a couple of program reminders. First and foremost, Louisville City on ESPN Louisville. ESPN Louisville is your radio home for Louisville City FC. The boys in purple are back in action Saturday. Louisville City FC. At FC Tulsa, around 7:45 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville, and the ESPN Louisville app. And don't forget to catch Soccer City on Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Also, ESPN Louisville is your home for the NBA playoffs, including the NBA Finals. Our next broadcast tonight. Nets at Bucks, 8 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Live play-by-play of the NBA playoffs on ESPN Louisville is presented by Birno's Pizza, UPS, Jobs, and U of L Health. A couple more. Miss any of our favorite ESPN Louisville shows? Check out the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review. One more programming note. Actually, it's not a programming note. This is something I feel is very, very important to pass along. I know there's a lot of people who can pass along this information, a lot of people who listen who could use this information as, you know, things are moving forward. To address the competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS will offer a retention bonus. Starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will also receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus and $125 on Sunday through Thursday shifts. That's $425 in weekly bonuses for select shifts. Learn how you can graduate debt-free. Visit upsjobsky.com for more information. So, Brian, after listening to a couple of phone calls and reading a couple of texts, I just got one of those. Damon Jenkins sends me this text. He says, keep our team and challenge the TBT teams at the Yum Center for meal game purses.
Oh, so he's saying just like take the champs and be like, hey, we'll host you at the Yum Center and see who the real champs are.
Listen, we'll just practice this whole time. We'll do a little couple side scrimmages and we'll play y'all in the Yum Center. Look, we'll put up 500,000. Y'all put up 500,000. We just want bragging rights. We just want respect, even if we just put up 100,000. Just see. Look, y'all still in shape. Let's waste y'all real quick. Did you turn off the phone line?
Just on that break.
Okay. Sounds like some people were trying to call in. Again, we'd like to
really got to take a break too sometimes, you know.
Fair enough. We just want to send our special thanks to the Louisville Men's Basketball Department for letting us have Troy Beckman on. Very insightful. I cannot believe he didn't give us any kind of tease or hint about when, where, who. I thought I would be able to coax it out of him, but that part is all good. One more I guess people don't even want to participate with the TBT anymore. But I think that's emotional right now. Come next year, I think people will be waiting to get a little bit of payback or get back in some shape, form, or fashion. One more minor conversation. It's an eye-rolling conversation for you. A lot of times it's an eye-rolling conversation for me. But we are on the countdown to the NCAA needing to make a decision on the name, image, and likeness eligibility of the athletes. Being that we only have about 2 weeks left of the month, at the end of the month, this is when, you know, these laws are, you know, supposed to pass about, you know, most states allowing some kind of name, image, and likeness situation. Let me say this, and this is a perspective that I see it from. I've watched these things play out. I notice how people like to panic on the what ifs, like, what if this happens, or what if they get too much money, or how do we keep them from making this much money and doing crazy things? It's like, over time, you have to repeat what you're saying, repeat the reasons you're saying that name, image, and likeness has to be controlled and just owned, you know, like the certain way. But I got to tell you this. I heard, you know, Drew Deaner discussing it this morning. And it was like I almost felt a cold chill down my spine, or not necessarily a cold chill, but the deja vu. It was like the Matrix scene where the cat walks by twice and Neo is just like, oh, deja vu. And everybody freaks out. You know what gave me a full deja vu moment? And I don't know how, because it's so many years apart. When I was a college student, do you want to know what the name, image, and likeness conversation was really about? I mean, listen, Charles and Ed O'Bannon, I played them my freshman year.
Talking about some UCLA action, yeah, going on.
They're still fighting name, image, and likeness rights, and like that's been dragged out for 20 years.
Ed O'Bannon's been kind of the face of it, hadn't he?
Yep. He and Charles. So let me tell y'all this. You want to know what they were fighting over? And it sounded the exact same 20 years ago. We as students were fighting for a clothing stipend. And what I mean by that is kids were coming to school with not many clothes, especially not many clothes for any kind of formal events. And I know it's hard for people to wrap their minds around, like, not having dress clothes, you know, for a lot of people, because you think, oh, they're just, it's like there's so many kids that are ineligible to play college ball coming out of high school, right? But every time you ask a kid about his academics, you know what they say? I mean, to this day, I can talk to somebody and they'll say, oh, you had somebody doing all your work for you. Oh, you're a big time high school star, so I know you had people doing all your work for you. And you're like, no, if somebody was doing my work for me, I would be a Tennessee Volunteer. If it was as common as just everybody's always doing your work, there'd be a whole lot more eligible kids coming out of school. So you come to college, you're not balling, even though it looks like it. You might travel on a nice bus or have a nice sponsored AAU team, and you have the gear that you get from your schools and your AAU teams, but not a lot of clothing. And I don't mean like, I do mean dress clothes, but I'm also talking about, there's a lot of kids that don't come to school with clothes that they can just wear to class without being identified as an athlete. A 6'4" guy that can't find jeans in size 38-38 just to wear to class, just has to wear all his athletic clothes that he's gotten from the teams.
That's what I was going to say, because to your point, down at Western, a lot of the basketball players would show up in their warm-ups.
That's all. Listen, and it's, again, some people like it, but I'm telling you, the wardrobes of a lot of these kids don't allow them to just dress normal going to class. They want to go to class and be a student, but they have to wear their sports. So automatically, up there's the athletes. You know, like I have lived through this. I've saw it. Like, you know, I've been through it a million times. So when we were looking at TV and we were reading the Street Smith articles and the books about getting a stipend passed, they were fighting tooth and nail. The NCAA was fighting tooth and nail not to give a $500 stipend. And you know what the what ended up getting the kids a stipend? They didn't like how Allen Iverson was dressing, and school started requiring kids dress up on road games. So call-in shows like this one right here, people would call in and say, "Oh, I saw that team in the airport, and they were dressed like a bunch of," you fill in the blank. You can imagine what they were saying about these athletes and how they were dressing.
Going like a bunch of young punks.
Right. So yeah, imagine what my ears heard about, you know, the Iverson era of your team. So now they force fed you to dress up to make it mandatory that you spend your $500 on some dress clothes. But again, people, they were fighting tooth and nail not to give $500 to buy clothes. And you know what their rationale was? I mean, what if they just take this money and buy? You know what?
Yeah.
Oh, how do we know they're going to? Oh, well, you can't keep giving them $500 every semester. I mean, how many pairs? Could you imagine the greed of not approving $500 and making it mandatory for every public appearance, every road trip? You know what it's like only having two suits and you got 35 games and you got to dress up and you have to wear these two every single time you go.
A lot of them probably only have one.
That's what I'm saying. One, two, one or none.
And honestly, the NCAA's argument about, you know, where are they going to use the money is bad, because you could honestly use it to your advantage to get a sponsorship deal, do a trade deal with, say, like a Kohl's or a Walmart or a Target, and basically you give them a $500 gift card to that place.
I don't even want to go down the hole of trying to make it make sense. What I'm telling you is the NCAA would put out these images of kids doing something with the money that they're not supposed to be doing. So every time the NCAA denied a waiver for $500, every time they started denying it, people were like, "Oh, good," because they'll probably just get some tattoos or something. Like, people really fought. The NCAA fans allied with the NCAA for its decision, and that was considered the first break in. They need it. And here's the thing. It was clothing, and it was, you had to fill out all your paperwork, your underprivileged paperwork, to get your 1999 stimulus package. But you had to give all of your family's tax information.
What?
You had to give all your employment history.
To get $20.
No, to get like $1,200 at the semester break or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally had to beg, please, scratch, scrape, squeal to get $1,200. And it was mandatory for you to dress up on the road. Who do we got on the phone line?
We got Ross.
Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Sorry for taking you down this road. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm always here for it, Marcus, because I'll just say this. I think that the European, like, international model for amateurism is the way things probably need to go here. I think that amateur athletes, at least as far as I know, how they have kind of like a farm system almost. You know, I think that the student athlete in that regard is much more taken care of. And, I mean, you know, I think everybody's worried about double standards, but, like, you know, it just is, things are kind of just what they are sometimes. Like, you know, we put a high emphasis on entertainment, and that's why entertainers make so much money, whether it's an athlete or an actor, an actress, you know, just whatever. So, like, if that's the culture and society we live in, then, you know, I feel like in the end it's about what are you bringing to the table monetarily wise. So, like, just take, I mean, I just think we should move to that, more of that model and take care of the athletes.
Listen,
better in that regard.
Ross, did I totally throw you off? Like, were you originally wanting to chime in on the TBT? I'm sorry if I did. I know you didn't expect me to go down that road.
No, I was. Mm-hmm. No, I totally was. I appreciate that. No, I was going to get to that. But I know the show's probably about to wrap up. But, like, I just want to, since you're going down that road, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. But, no, as far as Luke and Keith and all those guys, man, they did a hell of a job. Mm-hmm. I did not hear Luke talk yesterday, so I appreciate y'all sharing that. I'm totally in agreement with him. And you all, like, we all know that there's something else there. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. With that being said, I'm of the notion that I think whatever you've said at this point over text, phone, whatever, like, that was whatever's been said has been said. You leave it at that for now. If they came back to us in the next couple of days or whatever and say, hey, do y'all want to are you interested? I said no. You take the high road and you say, you know, it's not the right time right now after everything's gone down. You know, we'll work on next year. If you're still interested in us, come back next year. I think that's the most responsible, best way to go about it, you know. And, you know, you don't burn too many bridges that way, but you also stay firm in the stance of where you are at right now. Nobody, you know, shows any weakness. So
Do you think this hurt future recruiting? Because those guys probably took a gut shot too.
TBT?
No, the guys that signed up to play for a three-time champion and were denied entry.
Like, would they be less inclined to get back on the roster again?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I don't know if I can speak for them. I was never blessed to, like, be, you know, I don't know. I think you'd be able to maybe tell us more than somebody like me.
I would. Look, if you turn that question around on me, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I see, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, different. You know, going back to what you were talking about a couple of days ago about loser mentality, mm-hmm. like, it's all about that Mamba mentality, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I do see that, you know, we see that big-time athletes that are successful, like, they got a very – they share a lot of similarities in personality and just how they see things. So,
well, Ross,
you know, it just is what it is.
I do appreciate it. B-Haw had to play us out. It's a fun show.
Running
I appreciate the call.
Time, yeah,
running up on the time. Yep, I'm sure everybody has to get other shows. There are other shows besides mine, people. I don't get to just dominate the radio and the radio station at the same time. Well, but we're still rolling along. We had a good time. I will see you tomorrow, 10 o'clock sharp or 10:04 roughly. But thanks for everybody's participation. Again, thank you, Men's Basketball Department, Troy Beckman. Everybody seemed to enjoy it very much. Looking forward to the next video release. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel is, of course, made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.